density residential development because it's such large lots. But instead of keeping that A1 in the future, you wouldn't change it to RR. You could just continue to leave it A1 even though it was a subdivision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if you wanted to make a subdivision of 15 acres out of 150 acres and have 10 lots, you'd still have to
Nope, it'd be A1. See, so that would eliminate you coming in to have to change it to AR. If you wanted to make them all 9-acre lots, you need to rezone it to RR1.
Are we changing how we handle it? Like, say you've got 10 acres out there, and this has come up a lot of times, and a family member wants to build a house on the 10 acres, and then it... And then we got into a minor subdivision on that. Is there any changes?
No, we still do that. That's your administrative minor subdivision, and I'll have to look at the chart. But see, it's provided by right. So if you had a 20-acre farm and you wanted to give your son or daughter 3 acres, so your 20-acre farm's A1, so you're going to deed off 3 acres to your son, it would continue to be A1 because provided by right, you could have a minor subdivision in an A1.
Okay.
Like so you don't have to rezone your property. That's where Travis and I talked about a long time.
Yeah, I like to see that where it can be done because that's something
you don't have to rezone three times a week.
It happens a lot.
Twice today. So, yeah, I signed 2 of them today. Yeah. So... That allows you to do up to 6 lots, and you don't have to rezone the property.
Yeah.
Now, your major subdivision, when we look at the map, it'll kind of make more sense if it'll come up.
It crossed my mind because I got a granddaughter looking at a chunk of my
head. All right. So then the next one is, of course, the deletion of the AR, which is so similar to RR that I'm just proposing to delete that. Not make it more complicated than it is. So then your RR definition changes. It'd be lots from 2 acres to less than 10 acres in size. And the reason it's less than 10 acres is if you're going to subdivide your land now into 10-acre lots, you don't have to come see me. You're exempt from, So if it's less than 10 acres, then you would want to rezone your property to RR1 if it is a major subdivision. Then, I hope somebody can explain what this one even is. I read and read and read. I have no idea how that fits in it's some kind of coordination between the county and city government for better management. But how would we designate an urban service area in our districts? Because we have the districts. And this is an overlay district, but we have no definition of what it really is. I can't see how it fits, so I was proposing eliminating something in our code book that I didn't even know how it worked in Taney County. And I was unable to find this in some other county's code.
Yeah. Well,
so look at that. Take it home, read it.
When that came up originally, it's about the same time that these small towns started expanding their city limits to Highlandville, to Nixon, blah, blah, you know.
Yep.
And that's when it came up, and there was a real push there to do that, and that's what that was all about.
You take 14 Highway from Clever to Billings, the signs are right there.
Yeah.
When you drive out of Clever, you drive into
Welcome to
5 miles out of town. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was quite a push, and there were people that had feelings about that.
Well, that makes
it
sense
don't
now.
It don't seem to be so important now.
Yeah. So read that and make sure that you're comfortable with, and we can dig a little harder if we need to, but I had trouble. So then we're down to the RV park. And I've mentioned this before, but I'd really like you guys to at least give me enough feedback or direction. Our current regulation is 3 acres, And in the proposed, it's always been five. And I don't know if we want to just regulate it. I mean, 5 acres would mean our only RV parks are going to be, you know, 90 RV slot parks. And if that's what we want, then that's fine. But, I mean, we just saw a proposal for 7. You're probably going to hear one here before too long on 20 or 30 acres. He's proposing. He's been wanting to do that for a long time. But I don't know, 5 acres and nothing below it just seems like.
And currently it's 3?
Currently it's 3.
Well, it depends on the topography of the land. You know, they can put it on 20 acres, but, you know, if 15 of that 20 acres are straight up and down, they're still going to have a lot of density in that 5 acres that's left.
Correct.
So.
Well, and wastewater is a big factor to me, too. Right. If you're only going to be on septic, you're going to need a bigger area to.
Exactly. Either that or have holding tanks and pump it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere they can go to pump it.
Right.
And somebody might find 3 acres on the sewer.
Yep.
But you get on the pump deal, and then you get into enforcement, which is a bit of a problem.
So think about that one and look at it. You know, worst case scenario, leave it at 3, or do we want to bump it to 5?
Why do you say the worst case scenario?
Well, not worst case scenario, but I mean just.
I don't know why we would change it.
I don't see any reason to change it.
To keep it. If it's 3, keep it 3, and that would be still a 54 max, right?
Right.
I don't like to predict the future, but I don't think there's going to be a tremendous amount of small RV parks. I mean, this one just came through. It's
kind of a unique location.
Yeah, it's unique.
But that's my feeling, George. I have poor choice of words, but I feel more comfortable just leaving it as the 3 versus I don't see a reason that we show that we need to go to 5. This was just. Well, when I got digging in these regs, this is just what everybody else had. It really wasn't conformed to Taney County.
I mean, if they want to get an RV park, they're still going to come in here and get a permit.
Correct.
I mean, we got it zoned for whatever. If they're going to put an RV park there, if it's 3 acres, they could do it without coming to planning.
If it's RV1, they'd have to rezone it. So your minimum parcel you could rezone to RV that's not currently 1 would be 3 acres.
But if it's already zoned that way, they can put it in on 3 acres without coming to planning.
Yes, but we're only going to zone the RV parks as RV1 that are here now.
Okay, so no matter what acreage we determine, they're still going to come in here to get a permit.
Yep.
They
actually come to you to rezone it to RV1,
and
then you send it to the county commission for the final approval, and then it would be rezoned RV1.
Okay, I can't think of any reason to change it.
Okay.
And
all right.
And if they show up with a rotten 3 acres, then they would not have a reason not to vote
in. Yeah.
I think it limits what people can do.
I agree. Okay. Part two of this is I would like every one of you, and I mentioned this last time, of course, this is the one section that we want to delete, but go through this and look at the uses, see if you think of a use that we're not thinking of. Your P's means they can just do it by right. A C means you have to get the conditional use, which is approval by the planning commission. Blank means you can't do it at all. It's not allowed. So kind of look at your C's and P's, but look if there's some blanks that you really feel like, oh gosh, there's a lot of that out there. We at least need to have it conditional use. So when I went through this, we have like nursing homes and different, but retirement housing general, I was proposing eliminating that. I didn't see where it fit in. Here's our administrative minor subdivision, which would just be provided by right in all districts. And then this one here, the crematorium, I just added it to a funeral home, so it'd be in the same. There's no reason to separate those, I didn't feel like. And then you can see some C's and P's that I've added here. cultural services in A1. Down here in the hospital, we had it as you could only do a hospital in C1 by conditional use permit. That didn't really make sense to me. I tried to look. So I just added a P for a C2, M1, and M2. And remember, these are somewhat in a hierarchy with your most, you can do the most of anything you can in M2 down to A1, where it's the most, you know, restricted for a commercial type. I took a beauty shop and barber shop were separated. I have no idea why. So I just made them one line.
I'm like,
to me, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And then commercial advertising, added it in. Same way with the financial district. They had financial district with drive-through and then one without drive-through. So I'm like, you either have a bank with a drive-through or a bank without, and they were the same. So I'm like, let's just eliminate it down to one, just the financial services. So what we had in those, though, they had them zoned in the same locations, though, to where you could do barbershop in the same spot you could do beauty shop. So I didn't see why we separated them out. Because if you're going to do a beauty shop, you could do a barbershop in the same district. Now, if they were C's and P's different, I could see separating them. Does that make sense? Yeah, and that's the health department. But if somebody came in for... If somebody came in for a beauty shop, they could go in the same districts as somebody coming in for a barber shop, same district. So that's why I combined them. There's no difference. And then firearm sales retail, and then they had firearm sales. Well, firearm sales is firearm sales. So
single redundant.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. And then greenhouses were the same greenhouse retail or greenhouse wholesale.
On firearms, we've got about three or four permits out there on firearms manufacturing or assembly, not mm-hmm. manufacturing but assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Would it fall under the same as? Well, I don't know. They don't sell anything, though, the way we gave out the permit.
They're just like the FFL dealer that accepts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they don't do the sales. I'll look at that, Dave, because that's a good point, because we've had a couple of assembly deals come through.
Well,
I'll see how that'll fit.
I think there's three of them, at least.
That might be something you add as a conditional
there's
use.
There's been more than one.
Because those have been in residential subdivisions, the one that you mm-hmm. guys have approved. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have our medical marijuana uses, which Travis hadn't got back with me on, so I haven't got our C's and P's in there yet. We're going to have some that we'll probably want a conditional use. And then we'll have to figure out what districts are provided by RIDE or C2, M1, M2 type deal. And then somebody explain to me what recreational equipment storage commercial is.
Recreational
equipment storage commercial.
If it's commercial, it'd be a storage facility.
Well, that's what I thought. We've already got it listed.
Already got it.
Yeah. So that one was a little redundant, too. And then another one was restaurants. Restaurants general and restaurant fast food. And the C's and P's were exactly the same on those. Then they had accessory apartments and accessory dwelling unit, which the dwelling unit and apartment to me, the C's and P's were exactly the same.